Heating arguments across the country. Elisa Brady, Fox News. Candidates getting in their final hours of campaigning before tomorrow's midterm elections. Michigan's also home to one of the closely watched governor's races.
Now is not the time to go backwards, whether it's women's rights or it's voting rights or it's any of these important investments.
Democratic Governor Gretchen Whitmer facing a stronger challenge than initially expected from Republican Tudor Dixon. Dixon's opposed to a ballot measure that would make abortion rights part of the state constitution, but says she will accept the voters' decision on it. In Arizona, Democratic Senator Mark Kelly remains locked in a tight race with Republican Blake Masters.
Kelly took questions at an event in Phoenix Monday, defending against criticism from Masters on the border. Kelly insists he's working on getting more monitoring technology to the border and getting border agents raises.
Let me tell you what we don't need is somebody in the United States Senate that says Democrats are psychopaths and that he doesn't even want to work with moderate Republicans. Think about this for a second.
Masters says President Biden and Mark Kelly have erased the border and over the past 2 years incentivized 5 million illegal migrants to come to the country, tweeting, "If you like illegal immigration and fentanyl, Kelly's your guy." Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
A New York man is indicted on weapons charges and other counts for having the gun that matches a shooting outside the home of Republican candidate for Governor Lee Zeldin last month. An attorney for the 18-year-old suspect, Noah Green, pleading not guilty to all counts during an arraignment today. Police have said shots were fired at three boys who took cover near Zeldin's home. Hurricane watches now in effect for parts of Florida's Atlantic coast. Forecasters warning that subtropical storm Nicole is expected to become a hurricane over the Bahamas, then hit Florida's east coast on Wednesday, late enough to avoid disrupting Election Day voting. America is listening to Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. News.
The Supreme Court's newest justice issues her first opinion, dissenting in a death row appeal.
In a short dissent, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson says she would have tossed out lower court rulings and ordered a new look at the case of Deval Chin, an Ohio death row inmate. Chin's attorneys say the state suppressed evidence that could have changed the outcome at the trial. Justice Sonia Sotomayor joined Jackson's dissent. The court has not yet issued any rulings from cases argued in October. It's likely Jackson will write at least one majority opinion from those cases.
Fox's Jared Halpern. About 100 homes are evacuated because of a chemical plant fire and threat of explosions in Georgia.
People living a little further away are told to stay in their homes because of threats from toxic fumes. The few people in the plant around 4 a.m. all got out safely, according to a Jacksonville, Florida fire captain there with crews sent to help out in Glynn County, Georgia, about an hour away. He says heat from the fire caused three metal tanks to explode. Firefighters had to back off and wait for tankers to deliver more water when on-site tanks ran out. One firefighter was taken to a hospital with exhaustion. The plant's operated by the German company Symrise and makes fragrance ingredients for perfumes, detergents, and household cleaners, according to a spokesperson. Chris Foster, Fox News.
A second mid-season firing in the NFL.
60-year-old Frank Reich had been the Indianapolis Colts head coach since 2018. But after his team lost its third game in a row Sunday, with its fewest yards offensively in any game in 25 years, blown out by the Patriots 26-3, Frank Reich was fired Monday. With a record of 3-5-1, Indianapolis is second place in the AFC South. The team had already benched veteran Matt Ryan at quarterback in favor of Sam Ehlinger. Then after Ehlinger failed to lead the team to victory, the Colts fired their offensive coordinator, Marcus Brady, last week.
Fox's Jared Max. Reich becomes the second coach fired this season after Carolina's Matt Rhule. Wall Street stocks picking up steam now. The Dow's up 340. And Lisa Brady, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.